listeners will find some of the details of this quite distressing. A 22-year-old woman who was raped by her father as a child and sexually abused by him over 4 years has said she wants to get rid of the stigma of abuse after blaming herself for what he did. Karen Harkin from Buncrana in County Donegal gave victim impact evidence at the sentencing of her father, 55-year-old Michael Carter, who was found guilty last month of one count of rape and 25 counts of sexual assault when his daughter was aged between 9 and 12 years old. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was in court. Orla, can you outline the background to what happened here?
Well, this abuse occurred between starting in 2010 when Karen Harkin was 9 years old. The court heard her parents were separated and the abuse occurred when she was visiting her father, Michael Carter, in his rented house. And in her victim impact evidence, she said everything was great with her father until she was around 9 years old and she didn't know why things changed. Before that, she would spend time with him, farming, she said, drawing, horse riding, watching TV. She said he made her laugh, he made her happy. But when she was around 9 years old, the court heard he started making her watch pornography. He abused her regularly and on one occasion raped her, and the abuse went on until 2014. She made her first statement to Gardaí in 2018 and he was arrested later that year. In a pre-prepared statement he brought to the Garda station, he said he rejected and refuted any allegation by his daughter Karen, and that's a position he still maintains. But a jury at the Central Criminal Court found him guilty of the rape charge unanimously and also convicted him of the sexual assault charges by a 10-2 majority. The court heard he has previous convictions for breaching a barring order, harassment and trespass, as well as some road traffic convictions, and he'll be sentenced tomorrow.
Orla, tell us about Karen Harkin's victim impact statement, which she read to the court.
Yes, this was a very strong victim impact statement, and Ms. Harkin, who's only 22 years old, said she was there in front of the court not speaking out of happiness or relief, but with anxiety, pain and guilt. And she spoke about the fact that she had blamed herself. She said this was easier to cope with than having to accept the fact that her own father had chosen to do this to her, and she may never understand why he chose this. She said she couldn't fully describe how she felt when the abuse first started because she didn't understand it and didn't know how to feel. Once it was over, she said they would just go back to normal life and never speak a word about what went on. And she said she started to overthink everything. She described how she should have been a young girl playing with dolls, but instead she had worries that she was pregnant. She didn't fully understand sexual intercourse, so she said she spent night after night in the bathroom wondering if she was pregnant, or alternatively punching her stomach to prevent herself from getting pregnant. She spoke about the fact that she'd been a straight A student in school, but then as time went on and she got older, the memories of what had happened started to interfere with her focus, and eventually after the first day of her leaving cert she fell apart and couldn't go back to sit the rest of her exams. And after that she said she had the worst months she'd ever had and dealt with suicidal thoughts on a daily basis. She said her friends had moved on, gone into relationships, gone to college, but she hadn't, and she felt dirty, tainted and broken. She felt that because her father had abused her, she was no longer worthy of anyone else's affection, and the normal experiences young girls have were very far out of reach for her. But she realised she didn't want the rest of her life to be like that, and she did go back to school the following year, and she got almost 600 points in her leaving cert, but has still not felt able to go to college. But she feels that once this legal process is over, she will be able to move on. She said she's hoping to start a new chapter of her life and get rid of the stigma that abuse carries.
The judge, Karen O'Connor, what did she say, Orla?
Well, this was the judge who had presided over the trial, and she said she was already conscious of the courage and strength that Karen Harkin had shown during the trial process. She told her that she should be very proud, and she said that there were other children in Ireland maybe going through the same who hadn't yet come forward and maybe would never come forward. But she said if they saw a young person like her speaking out, this would help others to find the courage to do the same. She said she also hoped that Ms. Harkin would continue with her studies, as clearly from her victim impact statement she was highly intelligent and had a bright future ahead of her. Prosecuting counsel James Dwyer said the DPP was of the view that the headline sentence for the rape charge before mitigation was applied by the judge should be between 10 and 15 years. The maximum penalty for the sexual assault charges is 14 years for each charge. And defence barrister Gareth McRory told the court that Carter does not accept the verdict of the jury and still maintains that he's innocent.
Orla, thank you. That's our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.